sports.
Leave one wolf alive, and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black, as we kick off this Tuesday edition, this Team USA edition of Talk Sports. Cody, how are you?
Doing great, John. Good to be here. Good to be anywhere. Tuesday. We are playing Iran today.
Iran.
Iran is what they call it on Fox News.
Iran.
It's Iran.
I don't know if you saw, but a state-run media member of Iran went there and asked one of the Team USA players why, if he respects everybody, why he keeps mispronouncing the country.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So you keep calling it Iran. It is not Iran. It is Iran.
It is Iran.
And he's like, and also, how do you feel about playing for a country with such a bad history about how they treat black people? That's what he asked
him. Oh, yeah, I did see something about that. Well, yeah. Listen, I'm just a singer of simple songs. I don't know the difference in Iraq and Iran.
Yeah, yeah. Iraq.
But I know Jesus and I talk to God.
Is it Iraq the same as it is Iran?
I remember this from when I was young. Huh?
Right. It was Iraq.
It's Iraq. Iraq. Iraq.
Iraq.
Iraq. Iraq. There used to be a racing series called Iraq.
Yeah.
Which was like the best drivers from all around. It's like you combine the NASCAR drivers with the Indy drivers, and occasionally there'd be an F1 or a rally car driver or something like that, you know?
And it died?
I don't know. I don't know if they still do that or not. I feel like they don't.
Did it really have the best drivers?
That was the whole idea behind it. It's called
like,
the IROC.
Were the actual like top guys racing in it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
They used to do.
I mean, I remember the series, but I didn't know that was the catch. That it was like all the best drivers from all over the world.
I think they used to do like four races a year or something like that, and they would do like a big track like a Daytona, and then I think they did like a road course, and they would do Indianapolis.
Okay.
It's a good day, Tuesday. Good day to be here. Been working this morning.
Oh, yeah? A little
working man.
A little manual labor today for the boys?
A little manual labor, yeah.
What'd you do?
I repaired drywall, which I'd never done before. I learned how to do that. So now, if you ever have any holes in your wall you need fixed, I'm your man.
You have experience.
I have drywall experience. I could now become a construction man if I wanted, feel like.
Put it on your resume.
Yeah, where it says skills on the resume. I never know what to put there. Which I haven't updated a resume in a long time, but if I were to like do a real professional resume, I don't know what I would put under skills.
Drywall.
Drywall. Drywall repair.
Good with a hammer.
Yeah.
Are you good with a hammer?
I'm good with my own hammer.
That's debatable. I've heard different.
Oh. From who?
Like the one person you...
Which one?
I'm just kidding. I haven't heard any reviews on your sexual performance. That was a joke. Just a little joke. You sound like it hit home, though. Hit dog holler. I've always said it hit dog holler.
Well, I mean, you know.
You very quickly wanted to know who I've been talking to.
I have other skills.
Oh, okay. Cam, how are you today?
doing well. Nervous about the game. I'm a little nervous.
You're nervous?
Yeah.
They have tapped into your heart and your soul?
Oh, yeah. I love the World Cup. I'm always in on the World Cup.
Okay.
I've watched a ton of it. But, yeah, I'm nervous. Played really well against England, but couldn't finish your opportunities, and you got to do that today. And Iran doesn't really have to, like, do too much. They really don't need to play like they need to win, so they can kind of just sit back a little bit.
Yeah.
Which makes me nervous.
Well, I never know if it makes me nervous or not, the old park the bus method, because I feel like if you're just kind of sitting back, that, you know, the U.S. should basically have the possession 70% of the time, and just it just takes one.
For sure.
If that's the case, like, you just got to find one. I don't know. I don't know how that will play out because, like you said, Iran just needs a draw to advance, most likely.
Yeah. Well, we could still advance on the draw. We would need some help from England over there.
I don't think that's factual.
I think you need Wales to lose, don't you?
No, because Iran would have 4 points if they drew.
I saw something. They threw some graphic up yesterday.
They have a win, so they already have 3 points. We have two, so if we both drew, they would have four. Like, we can't advance with a draw.
What was that graphic, then? That's what I thought, too, but then they threw up a graphic last night when I was watching SportsCenter, and it said, with a win or a...
I mean, there's something that might have been, like, to win the entire group.
Maybe.
Like, if Wales beats England and we beat Iran, then we win the group. But, yeah, just to advance, we have to win. And then we're in. Cody, what is your interest level? Last week, we started out okay with your interests on Monday. But
I was disappointed we didn't beat England. So, now I'm kind of tired of it. So, I'm for Iran. I'm pulling for Iran today. Where's my Iran flag? Doesn't it look like the Italian flag? It's like green and red and has white in the middle. It's like a three-bar flag.
You just said you're rooting against
I'm for
Team
Iran.
USA?
Yeah, I'm for Iran.
It's green, white, red.
I'm pulling for Iran today in the soccer game, the soccer match against the United States.
Wow.
It's the only time I'd pull for Iran against us, but, you know, obviously in a war situation I would not. It's hard not to talk about war when you think of Iran and the United States, but
sure, there's some animosity there for sure.
Obviously, I'm a patriot. I'm a good American. But
I don't think you can say that and then say you're rooting against Team USA against Iran.
Because we didn't beat England. Had we beaten England, I think I would have been more excited, and I would have been looking forward to how far we advance. But now I kind of want it to be done. We'll revisit in 4 years. Maybe we can beat England then, you know? I'm sorry, but if you can't beat England, I don't really want to watch you play anymore.
They got a result against England. England, we made England mad. You said you liked the tweet about if England had made an NFL team and came and tied us.
Oh,
like,
trust me,
that's what we did.
Yeah, sure. It's embarrassing for England. They should have beaten us.
It's a good result for us.
I can't.
And by us, I mean the U.S.
I can't.
Which also is spelled by U.S.
A tie.
Us and U.S. What's wrong with ties? Sometimes ties are good.
No.
Tie today, not good. Just give them one more chance.
It's never good to be tied up. It's almost always a negative situation when you're tied up.
I can see why you got negative reviews.
What are you talking about?
I can see why you got negative reviews.
What, now
you don't seem very adventurous.
Now you think I got tied up?
I think you were against it. You're not very adventurous. I understand now.
You have no idea. I'm quite adventurous. I'll do anything.
If you have the extra cash.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to pay extra for that. But, it is about time to go back to the Bunny Ranch.
Just give them one more chance. Wait till today. Let's see if because the entire sports world has been like, okay, we'll check this World Cup thing out. And, okay, it's somewhat exciting, but, wow, nobody scores. And, wow, the U.S. never wins. All they do is tie. Give them one more chance. If they don't win today, you can swear it off forever. Because here's what I'm going to tell you. Tons of fun. If you swear them off today and root for Iran, and they win, and they get to that knockout stage, you're not welcome back on the bandwagon.
Well,
and that's going to be fun, because I think that one's going to be maybe, I think that one might even be on Saturday.
I need some interesting countries.
Knockout stage against the Netherlands. You can make your Holland jokes. I'm from Holland. Isn't that weird? You can do that whole thing.
That was Austin Powers.
Yeah. Not me. Well, that was not Austin Powers. That was Goldmember who said that.
Well, that was from Austin Powers.
Well, yes, but it was Goldmember who said that.
Well, when I say that's Austin Powers, I'm referencing the movie.
Well, if I said a Dr. Evil quote, I would imagine
you'd
say that's Dr. Evil.
I'm very familiar with Goldmember.
If I said,
all right,
get in my belly, you wouldn't say that's Austin Powers. You'd be like, oh, that's the fat bastard.
Actually, isn't it all the same guy?
Well, it's all Mike Myers.
Michael Myers,
yes.
Do all that?
Yeah. Mike
Myers.
Yeah, he's not Mike.
Doesn't he do all that?
Although I did when I was a kid, and I found out that the villain from Michael Myers and Austin Powers share the same name, in my head, Mike Myers was the one under that mask. Like, if they ever were taking the mask off of him in Halloween, it was just going to be actual Mike Myers, maybe even dressed as like Austin Powers. And it kind of ruined the sequels for me for a while. Can you picture that? Mike Myers, maybe even as Austin Powers, as Michael Myers, the deranged killer.
Well, Mike Myers seems to be able to play anybody, any character, so I'm sure he could do a Michael Myers if he wanted to.
I wouldn't say any character.
Well, anybody in his realm of his characters.
Not any character.
Well, how hard would it be to be Michael Myers, you know? You just stand there.
You got to have a good walk. Have a good walk.
Mike Myers could do that.
You got to have a good head tilt. I don't know if he could or not.
I could do it.
It's not a bad head tilt. But you're looking more to the side. Yeah, I mean, obviously you're looking at me. You just got to go. That to the side. That's pretty good.
You probably have to get the speed down too.
Yeah, the walk is very important. It's a lot more.
You can't do like I'm a dog, like looking at you weird.
Right.
Why do dogs do that? I wonder.
It's so cute though.
Yeah, it is. It is.
One of my favorite things about dogs, they do a little head tilt.
When they're like,
huh?
The hell is wrong with this guy?
I think
that's to me. That's what the face says. It's like the dog is asking itself, "Is this guy stupid?"
A dog tilts his head, according to vcahospitals.com/knowyourpet. A dog tilts his head to show that he is engaged, much the same way a human would nod during a conversation to indicate that he is listening.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Ah, yes.
Social dogs that enjoy human interaction tilt their heads more often to encourage the continuation of the conversation and prolong the human contact. Oh, that's kind of sad. When your dog tilts his head, he's like, please keep talking to me. I need human contact. Don't abandon me. Don't go out tonight. Stay in here. Huh.
There are a lot of social things, like a lot of body movements and things like that, that you really don't ever even think about. Mm-hmm. But they're all part of the communication. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, they're called nonverbal cues.
I know, but isn't that...
Body language is very important.
There's so
Tone is very important.
There's so many of those things, though, that you don't even think about.
Those things are usually more important than the actual words being said.
Like if I look at you and we're talking and I raise one eyebrow, then you might be like, he's intrigued. He's raising one eyebrow. What could that mean?
Yeah.
Or if like...
Yeah.
You know, we're talking and I start to move my hands, you know. And, he has something important to say.
Are you just now realizing this? Are you having like an epiphany on air?
No, I'm.
You think most people don't already know this?
Yeah, I know people know it. I just.
And what's the point?
There's really not a point.
Okay, I was just checking.
It's just that there are many more things that you don't think about.
Sure.
See, like right then, why did I do that with my hand when I said that? I said, there are many more things. Why am I moving my hand?
What do you think about when I say
something? And why, when I ask a question, why do I go like that? Yeah? I think my point was that why am I doing this? Why am I putting my finger on my cheek now while I'm talking? It's things you don't even notice.
Why am I scratching the bottom of my beard?
I don't know.
You're irritating me, that's why.
Is that a signal of irritation?
I don't know if it is for everybody, but when I get a little irritated, I scratch.
You know, I noticed I have gray in my beard now.
Yeah, it's a bad feeling, huh?
I have 3 or 4 very prominent gray hairs.
How'd it make you feel? Distinguished or old?
No, I don't want to be old. I want to be young forever.
I've got bad news for you. You're not going to be.
Ooh. I will be if I die.
You're not young now, so no.
I'm young.
You're not young.
I think you're young until you're 40.
That's the cutoff? 40?
And then I think so.
I don't consider myself young.
You are young by...
I consider myself middle-aged. By definition.
Well, because you're an old man in your mind.
Most likely I'll live to be 65. I'm almost 33. It's middle-aged.
There's something to be said, though, for being wired like an old man.
I'm not wired like an old man. What the hell do you mean by that? The hell is that supposed to mean?
you're just very mature like.
What are you talking about?
Compared to you, I guess.
But like, I don't think most other people would be like, "Oh yeah, John, he's really mature."
That guy's really an adult.
Yeah, I don't think people. Would
I thought
say
that about you even when you were like 25.
again,
or whenever I first knew.
Well, yeah, I guess like, that's probably fair because I'm older than you, so maybe you just kind of like how you always look at your parents the same way you look at your parents, or even like I have friends in the same way that are like 4 or 5 years older than me that I look at them as much older and far along as me, and I'm like, huh, I'm their age, then this and this happened. I'm like, yeah, they probably would have handled this differently even then. Like, it's a thing. I think it just gets in your head. It's hard to change those initial first impressions. I mean, they are, it is true. The first impression stereotype is true.
It's weird to me how much change happens like in the 20s.
Oh yeah.
And how you look at like somebody who's 22 or 23 and it's like it's almost like you can't even talk to them.
Sometimes
they're just there's no life experience.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure people who are like 40 are listening to us late 20s early 30s and they're like these guys don't know anything. Cuz I'm sure your perspective change keeps changing, you know? And then eventually you become old and wise. Not everyone. Never become wise.
Some people just become old and dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. We forget that about people. That's, you know, important how they all. Everybody says, like, respect your elders.
Sometimes.
Not all of them. Yeah. I don't think all of them deserve respect.
Not everyone.
Just because you made it to 80 doesn't mean you're wise.
You deserve some
respect.
There's
a lot of dumb people out there that get old.
I think you deserve some respect for not dying, but yeah. You don't all of a sudden get to give me life advice, and I take it to heart.
There's something to be said for longevity, though. Just staying alive is kind of a miracle in itself. When I think about my grandma. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say she's 82, which means she was born in 1940.
She's old.
That's absurd. She was born at the start of World War II. She was a little baby in her crib while bombs were being dropped over London.
Wow.
I mean, she was in Arkansas, but still, is that not? It's just crazy to me. Anyway, go on with your live read.
I was just going to say we're broadcasting in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, 100 calories. Made through a unique brew pure process. You know we love White Claw Hard Seltzer. Drink it responsibly.
Did you see?
Have a toast to the good old U.S. of A.
Did you see the other day that guy tagged us in the?
Yeah.
They were
somebody
saying,
was trying to get off some Christmas.
Somebody heard
flavor.
My idea.
Yep. You should have trademarked it.
I should have. I mean, I didn't have any actual ideas. What do you think? Maybe eggnog flavored? That seems disgusting. Peppermint?
I feel like they probably already have those, but those all sound gross.
Yeah, they do.
Cam, send us to break. We'll talk about the story of the day coming up after. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Well, news of the day.
Dolphin.
It's pretty good. Good job by you.
I got to post the Charlie's podcast here, an hour or two. I didn't have time to find my story.
We can't really have it both ways. We can't really complain about them not getting out soon enough and then complaining about also like having to upload their podcast.
I managed to get mine done. And be out in a reasonable time. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say the story of the day is Hugh Freeze to Auburn.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Hugh Freeze back in the SEC.
A fine Christian evangelical man, Hugh Freeze.
What are your thoughts?
I think it's polarizing.
It is polarizing. Off that fence. Let's hear your take. What do you got?
I don't like Hugh Freeze. I mean, my take is he's a nut job.
Okay.
He's a Joel Osteen kind of just not my kind of guy.
Don't like him.
Don't like him.
Does seem like Auburn is getting a lot of blowback, so I don't think a lot of people like him.
A lot of people don't like him. I mean, I do think he's a good football coach to an extent, but the thing that people are pointing out is he – really good enough to justify the it would be one thing if you hired an Urban Meyer, a guy who's proven to he's won national championships at two different schools.
Correct.
Hugh Freeze went 5-7 in his last year.
At Ole Miss, correct.
At Ole Miss, and really was, I mean, I understand it's Ole Miss, but he's a he's an 8-5, 7-5 kind of coach. He did win, he had one 10-win season, I think. And
Hugh Freeze's record.
He had talent.
His 10 years as a head coach is 83-43 overall at 66%. He has had 9 out of his 10 seasons end with a winning record. The one year that didn't was the 2016 Ole Miss season, which that was a season where there was controversy all year, right? Like they, we knew before the 2016 season that he was most likely going to be in trouble.
I think so he's a good coach.
I don't know if that played into it or not. They were ranked number 11th in the preseason and then went 5-7. 10-3 at Arkansas State. Got to Ole Miss, 7-6, 8-5, 9-4, lost in a Peach Bowl, ranked as high as number 3. 2015, 10-3, winning the Sugar Bowl, ranked as high as number 3, 5-7.
I think Hugh Freeze is a better Butch Jones in that he gets good talent. He's a proven talent getter. Now, Hugh Freeze recruited well. Had a lot of really good players at Ole Miss.
He was cheating to do some of it, though.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's part of the game. But he really, to me, was not that great of a coach. Otherwise, I just think he's a little bit better of a coach than Butch Jones. But he seems similar to Butch to me in that he gets talent, but I don't know how well he really develops it.
Okay. So you're saying he's not worth the headache?
He's a solid coach. I mean, I don't know if Auburn could have gotten a better coach, but when you combine it with the headache that that he is, and well, in today's culture, today's standards.
The thing about headaches, for the most part, Cody Mack.
Because they don't go away?
Well, I was going to say the opposite. They go away.
Oh.
Headaches eventually go away. Unless you have like a brain tumor you don't know about.
You think they're going to whack him?
No, no. People will get over it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see what you mean.
Like, very rarely does a controversy last for years and years and years and years, or even months and months and months. We find new things to move our attention to and to be mad about.
Oh,
you'll
yeah.
see. You'll see. Deshaun Watson popped back up this weekend. You'll see people be a little bit mad about that. But 3 weeks from now, it'll kind of be over. Just kind of like how we haven't really paid attention to the Browns and Deshaun Watson over the last 2 months. Kind of forgot about it. He popped back up, so we'll care this weekend. Like, oh, wow, it's kind of crazy he's playing. But we won't really care.
Well,
a month from now. Same as Freeze.
Where it comes into play is I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think where it comes back into play is where he's never going to have a lot of goodwill. Like if things start to go downhill in year three, or not even downhill, but say he goes, you know, 7-6, 7-6, and then he's trending towards like an 8-5.
I mean, honestly, at Auburn, that was going to be the case always anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Like Auburn wasn't going to let anybody have that record anyways, so. I disagree to an extent because it does seem, and you know, you've seen some outcry about it. It does seem like there is a section of the national media who is going to defend Hugh Freeze, and I assume his agent is Jimmy Sexton, is going to protect them and shift the narrative. You had Chris Lowe. Hey, everyone has a past. You have even Dan Walken of all people. Although it's funny because on one hand, Dan Walken, big time liberal. Hates college football. It's abhorrent. It's all these things. On the other hand, we all know he is a sucker, literally, for content and access and, hey, great hire. Seriously, LOL, smiley face at John Curry. So I'm not surprised that he is down on his knees, figuratively speaking, of course, about this hire and trying to move people Whoa. Off of, like, hey, this is terrible. He's like, hey, what do you expect, guys? It's college football. Everyone's doing it. Everyone's selling their soul for wins. It's okay. And, like, you know, you've had a lot of national media members do that.
I understand favors. What you were
yeah.
getting at.
Yeah.
I think most of the outcry.
I said he was literally he was a sucker, remember? Like, you know, that's what I. Yeah.
You're saying he was
yeah, yeah, yeah,
performing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I lost my train of thought.
Got rattled?
I was thinking about him down on his knees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But point being, like, you've had, I don't know if there's going to be a media backlash against him from the overwhelming majority, because there's not right now. It's
it's mostly these libs. And
Then Walken is as liberal as it gets. Like,
these women with their feminist agendas, and it's.
I don't think it's necessarily a feminist agenda to be like, hey, Hugh Freeze has got a checkered past.
He sent some unsolicited text messages of his penis, whatever he did.
No, he didn't do that. He was hiring hookers. He was hiring hookers, but a lot of people have pushed back to, like, we don't even care about him hiring hookers, really. It's like the reports coming out from when he was a high school teacher and was making, like, an eighth grader take her shirt off.
He made that girl take her shirt off in gym class.
Yeah, and there's
that one's a problem.
The way he DMs people on Twitter, which Auburn.
Well, that's just insecurities, which is another reason I was going to make the Butch Jones comparison. He reminded me a little bit of Butch in that he has those insecurities.
I also think he's a bully.
When people are talking about
him. Well, I also think he's a bully.
Who, Hugh Freeze?
Yeah.
Is a bully?
Yeah, you don't DM people like that and try to basically go off on them unless you're also trying to bully them a little
bit. He has done that a lot.
Well, I know he's a bully.
Because it's
insecurity.
But it's probably
built off insecurity, but he's a bully.
I think people have this idea that it's just women, but it's not just women.
No.
He was DMing people here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember
he does, and a couple
years ago.
It is insecure, but it's also kind of trying to be a bully.
Yeah. I just think it's...
Which Auburn agrees, because like a part of his contract was like, hey, you can't run Twitter anymore. You're off social media. We're going to give you... someone's going to run your accounts, and you're not going to handle any of that. Which, that honestly made me lose all respect for Hugh Freeze to agree to that. If they're going to hire you back... No, I'm not giving my Twitter up. If that's the difference between you hiring me and not, that's fine. I'll stay at Liberty, where I have freedom and liberties, and I'll get my tweets off and make over $5 million a year.
Well, he was probably ready for a real job again.
I would like to get my tweets off.
He's a football coach. I think he's a pretty good football coach. I don't think he's top level, really. I mean, yeah, he beat Alabama twice, but he gets a lot of credit for that. You know, had he not beaten Alabama twice, or had he just beaten them once, would people view him in as high of a regard? I don't think so.
What I will say about the hire, we obviously know morality and college athletics don't really go hand in hand unless it's convenient. But also, like, we agree Hugh Freeze is better than Brian Harsin, correct?
Yeah, should be.
We agree that Hugh Freeze is probably going to be better than anybody they were going to hire. Like, it seemed like plan A was...
I thought they should have targeted the UCF coach.
Well, do we think Hugh Freeze is going to be better than Gus?
No.
No?
No, I don't.
Okay. Cam, do you think Hugh Freeze is going to be better than Gus? Maybe not the peaks of Gus where, you know, he's winning a national title, or at least, I guess, playing for a national title.
I could see him being more consistent than Gus, but, yeah, I don't think he can get to that national championship level like Gus did.
Right. But, like, you know, at Auburn, 12-2, that was his first year where they – lost the BCS championship. And then after that, it was 8-5, 7-6, 8-5, 10-4, 8-5, 9-4.
What, Gus?
Yeah, like those aren't great numbers. You don't think Hugh Freeze can do better than that?
No.
You don't think he can do 8-5, 7-6, 8-5, 10-4, 8-5, 9-4?
So average 8 wins, probably?
Yeah, basically. I would say 8. Average at least 8 wins. Eight wins be your floor for the most part.
Yeah, he could probably average 8 wins.
Now, you know, the 12-2 national championship losses, I omitted that because that seemed to be kind of an outlier.
Okay, so maybe he will be as good as Gus, but I think he's just going to be right on par with Gus.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to come in and average 10 wins.
No.
And so that's why, I mean, if that's what happened, like, why'd you even get rid of Gus?
But do you think if you give him more than, let's say you give him 8 years, do you think he only has 2 10-win seasons?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd lock that in.
That he would no more than 2. 2's the max?
Probably.
Cam, do you agree with that? I mean, it does hurt them now. Like, Gus didn't have to deal with a good Georgia.
Yeah, because they got to play Georgia every year.
Georgia and
Alabama's
Alabama,
good. LSU is going to be good under Brian Kelly. A&M, if they ever, I mean, they've got the talent. If
we also don't know what the schedule is.
Yeah,
like
with the schedule changing, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt for now.
But I do think that Auburn will have to play both Georgia and Alabama. They're more likely to have to play both of those teams if we go to the 3-6-6 method. They're more likely to have both Georgia and Alabama be their two, be two of their three. Because those are both big rivalries. And, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to say that Georgia is equal to Alabama in terms of a rivalry, but that rivalry means a lot to them.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Kiffin's good at Ole Miss. It's tougher than it was when Malzahn was there.
I do think it helps us. Like, they're more likely to have to play both teams. Like, I think if we do go to the 3-6-6 method, Georgia will not be one of our three. I wouldn't think.
Who would our three be? Alabama, Vandy, and Kentucky?
Probably. And maybe even Florida instead of Kentucky, but I'd imagine Kentucky would be Georgia, LSU, and...
I would lock in Bama, Vandy, Kentucky as our three permanents.
And I don't know if like they're going to end up doing the 3-6-6, but I mean, they've said they want to try to make sure everybody gets to play, you know, basically in every SEC stadium. If they come here for 4 years, you should get to play in every stadium. Which that kind of
means, is that their goal?
That's what they've said. Is I don't know if that's like their utmost goal, but they've said they want that to happen. That should happen.
Well,
if you're in
they
a conference
need to
together,
figure out their damn schedule then.
Well, like I said, the 3-6-6 would enable you to do that. You play
they
three every year.
They need to find somebody who's proficient in Excel to put all this together.
When you talk about it, though, the balance seems kind of off. Like, if I'm Auburn, like, there's no way in hell I'm signing up for that.
Yeah.
I'm not playing Alabama and Georgia every single year.
Well,
absolutely not.
You don't get to pick Auburn.
And if I'm Georgia, I'm like, or if I'm Florida, I'm like, I'm not playing Georgia and LSU every year. Absolutely not.
Well, you got to keep the premier programs.
I didn't mean to turn that flashlight on. I was trying to turn it off. Sorry.
You trying to take a picture of me?
No, I wasn't. I just.
Seemed like it.
Why the hell did I want to pitch? It was pointing either way. Whatever.
I don't know that one day you were taking pictures of me. I
took a video of you, but.
It made me really uncomfortable.
Yeah. It made the audience uncomfortable, too. They said, please don't do that anymore.
Yeah. They did?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Many people.
I don't think anybody said it.
Like, if the schedule was going to be the same as it is now, we need Auburn to be good. A good Auburn hurts Alabama. A good Auburn hurts Georgia. You obviously compete with Georgia. You want to catch Alabama like as the top of the, you know, the SEC, but like Georgia having to sweat an Auburn game, it would help Tennessee. Do you think Hugh Freeze can make Georgia sweat? Hugh Freeze made Alabama sweat a couple times.
No.
Do you think he can make Georgia sweat? No.
No. Okay. Not this Georgia. No. I don't.
Well, I don't know who they could hire that would be better than him, though.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't think there's a lot of just, you know, great guys that would fit the culture at Auburn. I guess you could go with maybe an Art Briles. Obviously, Urban Meyer would be better. But, again, if you're trying to fit in with the culture down there, you probably – Hugh Freeze is a good candidate, although Art Briles may have been better for what they're really trying to accomplish in dividing their student body. And
I mean, if you're going to go all out, like, Art Briles is a better coach than Hugh Freeze, right?
Yeah, hell yeah, he is.
If you're going to go that route, you might as well have just hired Art.
They should have hired Art. I mean, I guess Art's getting kind of old, but.
Wouldn't that have been something?
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been. I mean, would it be that much worse than Hugh Freeze is, PR-wise?
Yeah, probably still worse.
Quite a bit.
It helps Hugh that he has been at Liberty.
Because of Jerry Falwell? Or?
Well, I just mean that he's in the game. So there's been a team that's bit the bullet.
Mm-hmm.
And like Liberty just kind of gets to march to their own drum. I'm interested to see who Liberty hires. Do they go after Art Briles? Hey, let's call Art. He's a good Christian man too, and we'll hire him. Or do they just call like the Washington State guy who got fired because he wouldn't take the vaccine? Yeah. Like, do they go one of those? Because I mean, they're paying a coach $5 million, so like they're gonna have some money to appeal to somebody, and they obviously don't care about who they hire.
Is there a correlation? Why is it that the furthest extreme evangelists seem to have the most sexual scandals at their school. Is there some correlation there?
I don't know if that's fair.
That's why I'm asking the question.
Liberty, I mean, what are you talking about, their sexual scandal? Is that just Falwell, like in the pool boy, or is that just like them being okay with Hugh Freeze?
Well, yeah, and Art Briles, Hugh Freeze.
Well, yeah, Art Briles and Baylor, sure, but like, I mean, there's been...
And then you think about like there's been some... Why are things so weird sexually at these places? Like, and then like BYU, don't they have the thing, the Mormons, where they
BYU
don't let
BYU doesn't have a scandal. They just don't believe in...
They don't let their students
They don't
get
believe
it
in having sex.
Something.
Well, that's just their religious beliefs. There's no scandal there. I know, I'm asking... The
That's
player
what I'm
that got caught having sex and got kicked off the Jimmer Fredette's basketball team.
I'm asking why these super religious things and the sexual things, why is there such a...
form of control.
A problem.
I don't know. I don't think that's fair because I think there's been Title IX issues at Tennessee and other schools. So, like, maybe it wasn't as bad as Baylor, but, like, Penn State's not a religious school and they had a pretty bad sex scandal. I think you're trying to make it a religion thing, and I don't think that's fair.
John Osteen over here.
No, I just don't think that's fair. And, like, the BYU scandal is, like, they don't let them have sex. That's not a scandal. That's just what they believe in. Now, again, if you're talking about Jerry Falwell being at the top of Liberty and him being a creep and the whole pool boy Hulu documentary.
I think it's fair. I think there's some correlation.
I don't think there is.
It's not to say – well, it's not to – I'm not saying it doesn't happen at other places.
So they're just like every other school?
It seems to happen at all the, like, super religious institutions.
Has TCU had anything happen?
I don't know. Are they super religious?
Yeah. Texas Christian University has SMU had like a sex scandal that I'm unaware of?
Well, they had got the death penalty for their scandal.
That wasn't sex. I mean, I'm sure.
I'm sure there was some sex.
I'm sure there was
involved.
Some sex there, but
you look at a
you're
good,
trying to make it a religious well, thing, a look religious at thing a, and like, no, it's just it's a college football thing.
I think if you look at a good, clean, non-religious place like say Miami, you know, what scandals have they ever had? What have they ever done that was out of line?
That's true.
At a nice place like that.
That's my point. Do you not feel a little foolish now?
No, not really. I think there's a correlation.
There's not.
Just because you point out a couple other schools
doesn't
make me change my mind.
And by the way, correlation doesn't equal causation, so it wouldn't matter
well,
if
there's
correlation.
Well, we're not even
correlation.
Talking about causation.
Well, if there's correlation, it
doesn't
matter.
I'm just saying there's some parallels.
There's not.
With the super religious and like repressed kind of stuff.
There's
and,
not. It's a college athletics issue. No, there's not.
I disagree.
Again, what's the scandal at Liberty?
Oh, you
what
know
are you even talking
you
about?
There's things
like, there's not anything at Liberty. They hired Hugh Freeze. That's it. Like, what are you talking about?
You know there's things going on. There's the thing with Falwell and the pool boy.
That's nothing. It's not about the school.
It was something. They're doing a whole documentary
that's
on
not about the school, though. It's just they're whatever. Has sex and likes watching his wife have sex. It's a whole weird thing. That's
why
happens here.
You're being really cringy.
I just think you're trying
going
to
bat for the super religious.
I think your whole anti-religion shtick is old and tired.
I don't think it is.
I think it is.
I think religion's old and tired.
Especially when you can't back it up with anything. Like, again.
I could back it up. I'm not going to do the research.
Scandal at Liberty.
Well, you're not really backing up anything either. We're just talking.
I pointed out other schools have these.
I mean, I'm
issues.
Sure I could Google plenty. I could find you some examples. I'm sure they're out there.
Yes, and I'm sure they are at every school, which is my point. It has nothing to do with religion. It has to do with college.
Again, you seem offended by my take on the religion. It's not the religion. It's the super religion. I don't have a problem with regular religion.
It's these people. BYU doesn't want to have sex.
They're just nutty people.
And Liberty wanted to win football games and wanted Hugh Freeze to go there and, you know, win. Like, I don't see what the scandal is there. I don't think you do either.
They're just nutty people.
Baylor, bad, yes, but I think there's been rape and Title IX stuff.
Waco, cult. Like we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, I kind of dispelled the
cult culture. Thing, yeah. No, you didn't. You found one online article and chose to ride that as fact.
It's pretty well-founded.
No, it was a cult.
It's debatable.
You do this thing where you argue something and you find like one article. And then justifies it?
Well, no, I didn't need to like go find more because I...
It's like if you find one article and I find zero, that doesn't necessarily make it right.
It wasn't like just one article. I told you like I've been reading a book about it, too. There's a whole like books about it.
You are saying that you've read a book that says that it was that not a cult.
Yes, that there's difference in cults. Mm-hmm. A cult is not the same as like a religious group. Not every religious group is a cult.
I think there's some not parallels. Every
church. Well, that's fine. Some yes, parallels. There's a parallel, like I said, to rooting for a football team as well. There's some cult-like tendencies there, too. That doesn't make it a cult. You're equating religion to cult. I mean, that's not exactly true.
No, it's not exactly true. I think there's some parallels.
Any group that you belong to could be cult-like.
And that's that. There's something to be said for that, right, too. So I think they call that tribalism.
You're focusing on the church, but I'm saying it's, yes, it's just tribalism. Mm-hmm. It's just anything you believe in or anything you like.
Yeah.
A group of Marvel fans could be considered a tribe,
also,
a cult.
Also a cult.
Like, it's just all things. The Rolling Stones losers, cults, this whole thing.
That doesn't really.
Yeah, it all checks
that's
out.
That's not the same.
Cam, send us to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. So you're watching the game. I have confirmation. Cody, we have one more G&J Auto Window Tint Wednesday giveaway tomorrow at 2 p.m. Jeff will join us on the show. So go to fanrunradio.com/tint. That's T-I-N-T. And listen to us tomorrow at 2 p.m. to find out who the winner is. Courtesy of our friends at G&J Auto Graphics. You can check out their work online at gnjauto.com.
The window tint giveaway feels a little bit like a cult.
How so?
I don't know. Just a lot of people. It's a group. A lot of people gather for it, all trying to achieve the same purpose. I think I just don't like groups.
You think that's it?
Teams.
Yeah.
I don't like rooting for the same cause.
Yeah.
I think I just like everyone doing their own thing.
You know what that means?
Means I'm an individual.
Contrarian Cody strikes
again. No. By the way, every time.
I just got to be different than everybody. I'm such a free thinker.
I'm such a free thinker. I have some feedback.
My favorite show is Game of Thrones. I'm such a free thinker.
Liking something everyone likes and getting involved.
My favorite show
is
the
different.
Show that set 20 million viewer records, and I'm such a free thinker. I don't like what everyone else likes. Wasn't season 8 so good?
No. It's different if you like
something. My favorite band, what I base my whole identity around is the most popular rock band.
My whole identity?
Since the Beatles. Maybe the most popular rock band, second most ever.
My whole
identity? I'm such a free thinker.
I base my whole identity? It's different if you like
things
that are popular.
You see my monkey ring?
Hey, I'm telling you, it's okay to like things that are popular. I'm just saying, you don't have to be a cheerleader for you're not going to see me as the president of a fan club.
Oh. Yeah.
There's a difference. Yeah. There's a difference. By the way, every time you say Waco was not a cult, I get feedback.
Uh-huh.
I get feedback.
Yeah.
And everyone says you're wrong.
All the 25 and 26-year-olds that are unread. 27, 28-year-olds that don't
Zachary know writes in, Branch Davidians were 1,000% a cult. David Koresh believed himself to be the second coming of Christ. Just because John found one article that had survivors saying otherwise doesn't make it so. They were brainwashed by a cult leader. Chris says, you are correct. Waco, a cult. Sorry, yes, they were a cult. A militant cult. Cult. I have trouble saying the word cult. Because when I read it, I want to say another word.
Oh, always,
where the
always
third letter is different.
I always
cult.
Make it
a militant cult.
I always make it cult, like C-O-L-T, like the Indianapolis Colts who got beat again last night.
The C word.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good word.
Yeah.
It's a good word. That's an offensive
word. Well, I'm glad that Chris and who else?
Zachary.
I'm glad Chris and Zachary watched the documentary on Hulu and are now experts on it.
He thinks he's read because he read a little book.
Well, I'm just saying,
how
it's the same thing.
Did you read?
I'm just saying that we weren't there. You weren't there. We just know what was said, and like we know like how the crooked media. We don't trust the media.
John, don't watch documentaries.
Documentaries.
Of course, I'm well known for being the greatest TV guy that
ever
was.
Did you watch the one about the Pepsi Jet?
I read books.
Netflix did the whole thing again, where they made a 4-part documentary that easily could have been a 2-part documentary. Are you familiar with the story at all? Where the guy, like, they had these things called like Pepsi points or something like that, and If you got seven on a commercial, they said if you get 7 million Pepsi points, you got a fighter jet. And like they didn't run a disclaimer at the end saying like, hey, this is a joke, or like, hey, it's not there. So then he basically got somebody to bankroll him, and they went and bought a bunch of Pepsi points. You could buy them basically like 100 points for like a dollar or something like that. He bought a lot of them and tried to redeem all his points for a jet and got caught in like a lawsuit with Pepsi for like a couple of years. And Netflix made a 4-hour documentary on it. It could have been two. Spoiler alert. Well, I won't spoil it in case no one.
Definitely sounds like something that should only take two tops.
I am going to start reading again, by the way. I do think you're right in that it's better to read than... You do feel more educated when you read. It's better to read than just sit in front of the TV. You're right about that.
To me, it's just... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to change the subject.
Go ahead, change it. That's
fine. Well, say what you're going
to
say.
I got nothing else to say.
You always defend religion really strongly.
I just don't think it's hip to bash it.
I think it doesn't get bashed enough.
So edgy.
I think we just... No, I'm not trying to be edgy. I'm not trying to be edgy.
You're so edgy.
Why do you... You always think I'm trying to be like hipster.
I'm so edgy. I don't... That's not what... People who believe in religion, they're kooky. That's they're crazy. Not... That's what you go for. That's your whole... Yeah.
You don't listen to me.
I do listen.
You don't listen to
yes,
what I
say.
Yes,
there are some fanatical religious people. Yes, I get that. It's not the way you come across when you talk about it.
I think it's just something we disagree on.
And that's fine.
I think it really hurts people.
I think it's fine. I think the people who are going out there to purposely talk bad about religion are just as bad as the overly religious people that
that's not what I'm trying to do.
It is what you try to do. You think
no,
it's
so edgy. No, I don't.
Just don't.
I think it's
I'm
edgy.
Cody. I don't care about anything. I control my own destiny.
You don't. You get
all I need
things.
Is myself.
You know, here's a flaw of yours.
If you believe in something, you're an idiot. Be like me.
No.
Believe in chaos.
No.
Anarchy.
You get things in your head, and then you define a person by it. That's a flaw of yours.
I don't define you by
you
anything.
You define...
I don't put you in a box.
Yes, you do. You
no.
put everybody in a box,
that's
and you say,
true.
This is that person. When
that's
when
not
people
true
are far more nuanced than you give them credit
that's
for.
That's not true. You're not offering any nuance when you talk about religion.
Because you don't listen to me.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
I don't want to get into it.
No, go ahead. You want to talk about it? Let's hear it.
Nah, you know,
it's
not,
kinda, you know,
it's not worth getting into.
Crazy to believe in a mythical man up in the sky.
It's not worth getting into. You think I'm going after the people. I'm not going after the people.
I think people take offense to it. I'm trying to protect
you from
yourself.
That's what I take offense to. I take offense that they take offense to it. Because
making
it's
fun
the
of
institution.
People's beliefs, making fun of people's that's beliefs is something to be offended by. I would think people would be offended by
it's
that.
It's the difference.
A lot of people base a lot of their life around it, and it's okay. It doesn't bother you. What does it bother
it's
you if people
way,
do that?
Because it's a way of controlling
like Hugh Freeze,
people.
Hugh Freeze, sure. If you want to talk about Hugh Freeze being a problematic Christian, I think most people would agree. Hugh Freeze is the type of Christian, if you want to have a sports conversation built around it, Hugh Freeze is the type of bully that hides behind religion as a way to bully people. I think people do it in politics
it's,
as well.
It's
if
a
you
way
have
of
those,
controlling people, the same as politics.
Again, if you want to have that discussion about it.
The same as government, the same as
that,
all
though.
Those
you
things.
Just simply talk about religion
no,
being
you,
bad.
No, you act like
religion's
I'm attacking the people.
Religion's a cult is
I'm
what
not
you
trying
said.
To
you said religion
people.
Is a cult is what you said.
Here's what I like. I like the people that say they have a relationship with God but not the church. The church is the problem.
That's not always true. That's not. You can't put every church in the same box.
I'm not putting them all in the same
yeah,
box.
Yeah, you said if someone tells you they have a relationship with the church, you said that's the problem.
I like the idea.
There are good churches out there.
I like the idea of
there are
God.
Kooky churches out there. There are churches out there that are the well, problem. That
I,
are problematic.
I think a lot of them are very evil. And they cause a lot of problems.
I don't know if you could even say a lot or whatever. I think there are some out there.
I just wish people separated God
the church in the States.
From the well, yeah, or their relationship with the universe or the God, the spirit. I wish that was on its own and people could just ditch the institutions.
I don't think that's anything that you should concern yourself with. If you're not a part of it, I don't
it
think
just,
you should concern yourself with it.
Well, it bothers me.
I think
me.
There are some churches out there that do good in the community.
Yeah, there are.
And I think
there
that
are.
If people are
small town churches,
I
things
think there
like
are big
that,
churches
yeah.
that could do it too.
The big institutions,
the mega
don't
churches
do good.
Have a, and for the most part, they have a negative connotation. People don't really like those. People might go to them, but I think for the most part that we would agree that the mega churches are the ones that are the Joel Osteens of the world, are a little, you know, swindlers, if you will. Well, like, I don't think you would offend anybody if you said that. Or again, if we talked about Hugh Freeze again hiding behind religion as an excuse to basically do whatever he wants, and then be like, "Well, I forgive. Who are we to judge? Cast the first stone." And like when he told that recruit in 2016 that they nailed Jesus to the cross, of course they're going to come for me too. And he lied about saying it, and someone was like, "Well, actually, we have it on record here."
Well, see, Jesus is a great guy by all accounts. But yeah, but have
not
we
too many
not,
people are upset with JC.
No, he's a great guy. But have we not just completely mutilated that idea to the point that it's like the depictions and everything with, you know,
talking about Jesus being white, or what have we mutilated?
The white conservative Jesus.
Again, I think that people, yes, I think there are, you know, like I said, people hide behind it to push some agenda, but I don't think that's fair to put everyone in that.
I'm not putting everyone in it.
You do when you say stuff like, "Well, I don't think you should like your church," essentially is what you said.
I never said everyone. Yeah, I think it goes without saying that I'm not talking about every single person.
I don't think it does go without
saying. Anything we talk about, it's not everyone.
This
like
is coming from the same
if you say Florida Gator
good,
fans.
If you have a good job, you're a snooty and you can't be a good fan. It's the same guy who
says
everyone.
Yeah, it's everyone. Not everyone.
It's everyone in that group, though.
You act like it has to be black and white. It's not black and white.
No.
There's a lot of gray.
That's all I'm doing is trying to get to the gray.
It's like
you talk in black and white.
No, I don't.
Yes,
do.
Yes, you do.
You do.
You said I like
people
who like God
box.
But don't like their church. Yes, imply that if you like your church, you don't like them.
That's not at all what it.
That is what. That is exactly what you said.
My grandmother goes to church. You think I don't like her?
I don't know. Does she
associate herself
like her. As a part of the church? It's the same. That's
these
what,
people
that's what
are
you
my
said.
Own family. It's not that I don't like them. It's just it bothers me. It's a thing that bothers me.
And I push back on that because I don't think there's any,
about me being bothered. I'm just telling you how I feel.
I don't think there's any gray in that. I don't think you're bothered by everyone that likes their church. I don't think you are bothered by everyone. I'm trying to give you some gray. I'm trying to help you.
What are you trying to help me do?
To find the gray.
I recognize the gray.
You don't. You said if you like your church, you don't like them.
Well, that's not what I'm. If I don't think I said that straight up.
Well, no, you didn't. But that was the implication.
I don't. That's not the implication. I mean, my whole family's religious.
Right, but do they identify with their church, or do they just like the
big
man upstairs?
Yeah, some of them do. Some of them do. Well, I like the man upstairs more than I like the church. Again,
when
we have this conversation, it's not me attacking people believing in God. I like God.
You attack people all
God's
the time,
great.
And then you try to back off of it when people get offended. So I'm just trying to get out ahead of
it. Well, people aren't getting offended. They're
hour one of the books. We'll kick off hour two of headlines. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.